I love this debate. Most people are doing it. Who's better looking, Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds? I'm Team Gosling 1,000%.
Yes.
Well, we had a quick instant poll of the room. Who's your favorite, Ryan?
Gosling.
All day.
Gosling.
Mine's
Reynolds,
Ryan.
Reynolds is always like a 1A.
Yeah, right.
Gosling always gets the vote.
He does get the short end of the stick. I agree.
Well, does he really?
Yeah.
But both have great charisma, and they're both great looking.
I agree.
I don't really know why Gosling, but I do like him better. I like Gosling better than... Is it because he's married to Blake Lively?
There's a lot of drama there.
Yeah. But of course, now I don't know. I'm confusing Blake Lively with Blake Shelton. I don't know which is which.
The enormous country singer?
Yes.
Yeah. It happens.
I don't know which is which. Yeah.
It really shouldn't.
They're very similar. I could see why you'd make that mistake.
I do that all the time. I don't know the difference between Blake Lively and Blake Shelton. Mm. But I do know Blake Lively has got a lot of drama with her co-star from the one movie I've ever seen.
Well, they're suing one another, right?
Yes, I don't know. Still.
I don't know what the status is.
And she's friends with Taylor Swift, Blake Lively. Lively's friends with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's got Taylor up in the drama too.
Yeah, I was going to say you might want to put was friends with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're as close.
Because of all that drama. Mm-hmm.
You think that Lively, Ryan and Reynolds go to the wedding? Taylor's wedding to Kelsey?
Maybe.
Boy, that's a big question, isn't it? Will they be there?
I think I've read that they have somewhat thawed the relationship. Because Taylor was used, but didn't know she was used in that whole thing.
In the drama.
Yeah, she was there one time when the director came over, but it kind of found out that she was there. Like, Blake Lively had invited her over as kind of a power move. Like, don't forget who I'm friends with here.
Huh. Yeah. Used her to say.
Yeah.
BB Shea, who's your favorite Ryan?
Ryan Boland.
Who's that?
He's my best friend.
Oh, yeah, he's in our fantasy football league.
Yeah, you know. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, I have two of my best friends are named Ryan, too.
Yeah.
I like them better than either Reynolds or...
Or Gosling?
What about Ryan O'Neal?
Terrific.
In his heyday.
Great actor.
Had a light comic touch and could pull off drama.
Long dead, unfortunately.
Sadly.
Yeah, the famous Ryans. You know what Chris Dem was telling me? That Gen Z is choosing a new name instead of Karen... They want Karen to be phased out. So
Karen is of a certain generation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that. Like my generation, it's Karen.
Yes.
The Gen X.
Do you think the young people in the room know what the new replacement word is?
So they've debated now. The debate has been had on for Gen Z, for young people, the equivalent to a Karen, because that name is a different generation. What would it be? Do you have any idea? You want to guess it, Biggie? Do you know what it might be?
No.
For a young person, what would they call them?
Oh, man. I don't know. I thought Karen was universal still.
Well, it is, but...
It still evokes a certain feel.
If I were to go somewhere and be like, I need to talk to a manager, I would say, oh, yeah, I pulled a Karen or I was being a real Karen.
Yeah.
Like, I would refer to myself as a Karen if I were being one.
Yeah. You know my feeling on that. I know two good Karens.
It's not their fault, okay?
Thank you.
No, it's not their fault.
And let me say this before he goes further. He used to know two Karens. One he now kind of stalks.
Karen Atwood. I do stalk her.
You always bring her name up, that poor woman.
Yeah. I know her phone number.
Which is weird.
What's her phone number?
Don't say it.
336. Oh, sorry. No. Don't trap me into that.
Every time you say it, she has to change it.
I know.
Every time you say her name, she has to change. You know how much of a hassle that is?
I text her for her birthday. I always say to my favorite Karen.
Does it say like message unable to be delivered? Yeah.
Love you on red.
Yeah. She does that. She's like, please stop stalking me. Who is this? She never about. Yeah. I say it's an old voice from high school. You know, sometimes I'll record it. Yeah. Remember this voice from high school? That's my friend Karen Atwood.
What if we gave you the two finalists for the Gen Z Karen?
All right, let's hear them.
Ashley.
Oh, that's my wife's name.
And Jessica.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Please, God, tell me it's not Ashley. Oh, we can't have it.
Oh, man.
We can't. That's my wife's name, Ashley.
That's my landlord's name. I can't call. I can't say that. I got to pay rent to her.
It was neck and neck, but one by a nose. Woo. One by an angry, let me see the manager.
I would say Jessica on that.
And you're correct.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Oh.
But I know some Jessicas I like. I know.
The line was, I've never met a pleasant Jessica.
I argue that. I know a few.
I think, I don't know. I don't think I know any.
No Jessicas in your peer group?
I don't know if I know any
in
Jessicas.
Your school age?
Maybe from back in school, but I don't think I have any. If I do, I'm forgetting
Ashley's?
That. I'm sorry.
You have Ashley's.
I have some Ashley's.
Well, my wife's name is Ashley, and she's great. Yeah. I would never,
ask to see the manager.
Does she ever ask to see the manager?
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
That's her move.
Yeah.
In person, online.
So maybe she should change her name to Jessica. Yeah.
She's starting to move into the category that my mother's in, which is when they walk in, they go, she's here. Other CVS. That poor manager, I'm sure he's like, oh, hell, there she is. You know, she's not going to get the coupon scanner to work.
Yeah.
My wife likes it the way she likes it. She wants things a certain way.
It's probably been muttered as she leaves a Costco.
Without a doubt.
You won't see her for a month.
Well, now, apparently I can just call her Ashley, which is her real name, but really they're like, yeah, there goes an Ashley. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Jessica beats Ashley, thank the Lord.
Yeah.
I only know one Jessica. She used to work here, and she was delightful.
Yeah.
Many years
Very
ago.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was. Well, she had your position, Rachel, years ago. I mean, before you moved into this room. And she was great. She always did a great job. And I ran into her at a Costco 2 years ago.
How about that?
I'll sign it. What do you want?
She was talking to the manager when you got there.
She was complaining to the manager. That's right. My wife recently told me she shopped at Costco the other day, and she said it's too overwhelming for her now. She'll never be back in a Costco. She used to love it. She would go to Costco all the time for fun, and she would leave them,
comment cards.
God, she would. That's a very... That's kind of a Karen move.
Very signed.
Again, that reminds me of my mother. She always, when she's had a bad experience, she goes, and don't send me a survey. It's like, oh, okay, lady.
Well, she's taking a page out of Biggie's book and not going into stores anymore.
Right, yeah, that's she said. So then I took over
she's
the
She's a drive-thru lady.
She is. For years, she went to Costco, and then I took it over. She started teaching in the middle of the day, so I would go to Costco when it wasn't as crowded. So I know the layout of the store and everything. And then she started shopping at Sam's online, so we just do the drive-through thing. We're not going to Costco nearly as much. Plus, the kids are older now. You know, we're not buying diapers and all that kind of stuff in bulk. And recently, she needed to go over there to get something. Probably wine. Mm. And, for about 2 years, you've had to scan your card as you go into Costco. This was new to her. You used to just walk in and show your card. You'd hold it up. And they'd let you, but too many people were handing off their card to somebody else. So now there's a little device where you just beep and you go in. And my wife was overwhelmed by this. And she said, what in the world is this device? And they said, you have to scan your card. Since when? And they had a sign that, as of July 1st, 2023, you will.
Boop, boop. We've got one. You can get a manager just through it. We've got a situation.
Well, thank goodness Jessica just nosed out Ashley for the new name you're supposed to call people.
The Gen Z Karen.
Mm-hmm. The Gen Z Karen is Jessica.